St. Dominic's Catholic Church in San Francisco presents a homily by Father Isaiah Mary Molano on December 25th, 2018, the Nativity of the Lord. Today's Gospel is taken from the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5 and 9 to 14, proclaimed by Deacon Dan Rosen.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Praise you, O Lord.
When the angels went away from them to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go then to Bethlehem to see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went in haste and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Mary and Joseph must have thought themselves as complete and total failures. Mary and Joseph must have been filled with so much fear and indeed so much shame on that night. They must have felt themselves defeated, if that. Out of all the situations, they found themselves in this one. They were those people. They must have thought that they were complete and utter and total failures. Because we all know the story of today's gospel. From Franco Zeffirelli to Charlie Brown, we have seen this story told over and over and over again. Angels appear to shepherds, and they run to a barn and find a man, a young mother, and her newborn child laying in a manger. We know the story well enough. Yet if we take a darker point of view, we discover something profound. We discover a depth that we oftentimes willingly ignore. If we contemplate the story of Jesus' birth a little more closely, we discover depth and breadth of God the Father's love. Here we have Mary and Joseph receiving the message of the ages. Mary to give birth to a son. Joseph receives a dream telling him to take Mary into his home, to take care and provide for her and this newborn babe. And we are told glorious things. We are told glorious things about who this boy will be. We are told that he's going to be a wonder, that he's going to be a hero, a father forever, that he is the Prince of Peace, the fulfillment of prophecy. We are told that his dominion is vast. We are told that this boy will take up a throne that has been vacant for generations. And once he takes his crown upon his head, his kingdom will be one of peace, of justice, a light to the nations. And most important of all, the hand of God himself will make this possible. This is the very will of God. Glorious things are said of Mary's son. Yet how does the story pan out? How does the play unfold? What is the story we are told this morning? A poor girl and her husband, homeless due to bad timing and bad opportunity. And this girl giving birth to this king in a cold, wet, dirty, unsanitary barn filled with cattle, manure, and hay. Not exactly the glorious image that Mary and Joseph expected for their divine son. Mary and Joseph must have thought themselves complete and total and utter failures. But isn't that how life is sometimes? Isn't that how it is with us at moments? Aren't there those moments in our lives where the only thing we are accomplishing are mistakes? that we are just getting put upon by outside forces, forces outside of our control, that in many ways our lives don't feel that they actually belong to us anymore, that we can't just get anything right. Isn't that how it feels at times? Yet if we zoom out, we find we discover something profound. And if we take our lives from God's point of view and not ours, perhaps we can find something beautiful. Maybe our lives, after all, are not about us. Maybe there is something more and profound at work. Maybe there is something that we are missing. Maybe our lives are not about us. We look at these Christmas stories and seeing them in the light of Jesus' entire life, his purpose, his mission, we discover something profound. The shepherds, who are today's equivalent to road construction workers, represent the poorest of the poor, those whom Jesus loves first. Jesus is born in a town called Bethlehem, translated as house of bread, pointing towards the Eucharist. The manger where Jesus lay, a place where animals eat, again pointing towards the Eucharist. Jesus being the food that sustains and nourishes us, granting us eternal life. It's also said that the type of wood that made the manger in the first place was the same wood that composed the cross. And there is the ox, the traditional animal sacrifice, pointing towards his passion. There is the ass, symbol of labor and humility, pointing towards Jesus' carrying his cross towards Calvary Hill. And the barn in which Jesus was born is oftentimes depicted as a cave, as in a cave in which Jesus' dead body lay for 3 days before his resurrection from the dead. From a human point of view, the site of Jesus' birth is dirty and unsanitary, smelly, simply unfit for a newborn child, much less for the King of the universe. Yet from God's point of view, Jesus' birth reminds us of Jesus' crowning moment, the beautiful death that he will soon endure so that we may live. We all suffer in this life. That shouldn't be a surprise. Whether it be health or soured relationships or difficult circumstances, even death of those for whom we love most. Yet as we contemplate the true story of Christmas, let us take God's point of view. May this time of contemplating Jesus' birth and passion propel us into a true friendship with Mary's son. For those of us who are bold enough, as we take Jesus' very flesh and blood into our very selves, may we contemplate the life of he who will be within us, this Emmanuel, this God with us, and indeed become the saints we are called to be.